public hearings, referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional use number 2458, O'Neill Solar LLC.
That was laborsome.
Yeah, that was painful, but,
We got through it, got the questions.
Once he got started, he was okay. I just don't think he was.
I may report back on you too, because I just got to make sure, because there's that ordinance that changed everything, that he touched on everything that we need to have in the.
Exactly.
Or the site plan, whichever.
We need to defer for that reason, to make sure that an adequate record was in fact created, so.
Yeah. Anybody have anything else on that? Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2458, O'Neill Solar LLC, I make a motion to defer for further consideration.
Second.
Okay, it's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2458, O'Neill Solar LLC. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. The next item was conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar.
This is a complicated one.
I think we have a lot to think about here. I would prefer to have a little more time to consider it.
I have a question. The one of the opposition mentioned deed restrictions.
Yeah, and if you want, you know, we could look into that. You know, the county, we're not bound by them, but like we've said before, we also don't ignore them either, you know.
Can you research them, or do we?
Yeah, so I would request you hold the record open then for that.
All right.
And then I'll report back, and then you can decide what to do.
All right. Mr. Chair, with regards to conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar, I make a motion to leave the record open for further exploration of the deed restrictions.
A second.
It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use number 2501, Jose Luis Vivar, to give the commission more time to consider the testimony presented at the public hearing, and to leave the record open to receive information regarding any deed restrictions. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. For those of you who might be wondering what the deferring action means, it simply means that we are not making a decision today. It allows us to have more time to consider the testimony that was presented. We can only consider the testimony that was presented today. Please don't reach out to us with any additional information or anything else, because we can't consider it. The only thing we can consider was what was testified to here in this meeting. And we are also want to take some time and research the deed to see if there's anything in the deed that might have a bearing on our decision. So that's what we're doing. It will likely be on an agenda a couple of weeks from now. More than likely will be on, so be on the lookout for it. It will be brought up again in a public meeting. We do not take any public testimony that time. You're happy to come and watch. You're happy to come watch and listen. And you can also do that, you know, electronically, so that you don't have to come here. But we don't take any testimony at that meeting. Okay? All right. Thank you. Okay. Our next item was a change of zone, number 2039, Melson Funeral Services Limited.
Mr. Chairman, Council is going to read a motion into the record.
All right.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Mears. And Mr. Mears' motion is that the Commission recommend approval of change in zone number 2039 for Melson Funeral Services LLC from a change in zone from B1 neighborhood business to AR1 agricultural residential, based upon the record made during the public hearing for the following reasons. One, this property currently is located at the rear of the applicant's existing funeral home property. It is zoned B1. The applicant seeks to downzone this property so that it can be used and developed residentially. Two, downzoning this property to AR1 is consistent with the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and its future land use map. Three, the applicant does not conduct any business from this particular property and has no plans to do so. Four, the property is currently planned to be used for residential purposes, which actually makes it non-conforming under the existing B1 zoning. Delta has already granted the residential entrance approvals, and Sussex County Engineering has signed off on the sewer expansion for residential purposes. Rezoning this property to AR1 will bring the use of the property into conformity with the requirements of the Sussex County Zoning Code. Five, there was no opposition to this downzoning to AR1, And six, for all these reasons, the rezoning of this property from B1 to AR1 is appropriate.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. That's my motion.
I second the motion.
All right, then. It's been moved and seconded to recommend approval of change of zone number 2039, Melson Funeral Services, for the reasons and with conditions stated in the motion. Ms. Wingate, how do you vote?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Mears?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Collins?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Mr. Butler?
Yes, for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion.
Okay, and chair votes yes for the reasons and conditions stated in the motion. Motion carries 5-0. And that completes our agenda for today. Mr. Whitehouse, you have anything to add for the good of the order?
Nothing for me. Our next meeting's in 2 weeks.
All right, then. That's it. We stand adjourned. Peace and harmony prevailing.